Marco was known throughout the village for his endless optimism and infectious laughter. He had a small, cosy apartment that he loved dearly, but he shared it with three rather unusual roommates. Sister Tester, Sister Rock, and Sister Hillsman. They were three nuns who had retired from the convent to explore the world outside its walls. But they brought with them a peculiar habit that made life interesting. They were always farting. I was evidently expected, for when I got near the door, I faced a cheery-looking elderly woman in the usual peasant dress. White undergarment with long double apron, front and back of coloured stuff fitting almost too tight for modesty. But he was still selling information and running errands. Death hadn't changed him that much. Just in case, I avoided looking directly into his eyes. It was standard policy for dealing with vampires. He was a slime bucket. And now he was an undead slime bucket. I was a saviour in the beginning. I was something different to the humans of this world. And they respected me, loved me, feared me. In their eyes, I was a god. The alley was quiet. Too quiet. The rain hammered the pavement, masking the sounds of pursuit. Do you hear that? They're close. Move. Keep your head down. We can't afford a mistake. Jax's fingers tightened around the handle of his weapon. Every shadow felt like a threat. Every heartbeat louder than the last. They're everywhere. I can't see a damn thing. Then listen. Trust your gut. We've got to get out of this, or we don't get out at all. A scream echoed from the end of the alley. Footsteps slammed closer, and in that moment, adrenaline became instinct. And they ran.